A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Raising his eyes towards his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For the ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for the ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
During the ministry of Jesus while he was on earth, not only that he spoke in parables, he also spoke in paradox. And today's gospel is one of those moments that Jesus spoke this way, paradoxically. You know, when he was speaking to the people in parables, they did not understand. Most people did not understand. But for most times, he took the disciples privately to explain to them the meaning of those parables. So today, speaking paradoxically, Jesus tried to make the disciples and the people understand that the most important thing is for them to have a relationship with God. Because remember, the aim of Jesus, what he was sent to redeem what Adam and Eve destroyed by their sins. And in redeeming humanity, he wanted humanity to have this relationship with God. And for us to have this relationship with God, that means even if we are rich, we should not be attached to what we have. So here, Jesus was not trying to condemn those who are rich or those who do good that people speak good about. But he wanted the people to understand that even though people speak so many good things about us, we shouldn't allow that ego to overtake us. We should make sure that we have a relationship with God. And this relationship with God is devoid of the things around us. Now, another example is this. When Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are being persecuted for righteousness' sake," we know that as Christians, we experience persecution, even in our families. Most people do not like us because we go to church all the time, because we pray the rosary all the time. Those are persecutions. In such moments, what do we do? Do we say, oh, because of what people are saying, or in order to please them, then we should stop going to church? No. We have to keep doing what we are doing. We shouldn't allow ourselves to be distracted. We should make sure that we have this relationship with God, because we go to church, we pray because we love God. And if we love God, God will love us. So in the process of having this relationship with Him, we should always remember that distractions will come on our way, but we shouldn't be distracted. We should make sure that no matter what people say, no matter how they paint us, we should not be distracted. We have to remain focused. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us always pray for the grace to always remain in relationship with God. It is very important. Jesus came and preached about salvation, and we will receive this salvation if we embrace His teaching, if we put in action what He teaches us. And today's gospel is one of those things that He is teaching us. He's letting us to know the importance of remaining or having this connection with Him. Please, may